For Capri, the island that feeds my soul, and for New York, the city that took me in, nurtured me, and changed me forever. From Isabel Chu to LucyTangChurchill@gmail.com. Subject, La Dolce Vita. Lucy, I'm so happy you're coming to my wedding in Capri. Do you know, apart from my family, you're the person I've known the longest who will be there? I can hardly believe we've been friends since I was 13 and you were 7. You were the only kid I ever babysat, although I would hardly consider it babysitting, since you had to endure repeated viewings of Roswell and hearing me moan nonstop about my obsessions. Remember Nikolai? Ran into him at Erewhon the other day. He's in LA working as a location scout for Lawrence Bender, and he's totally unrecognizable now. Anyway, after getting approval from my mom's fortune teller, we've chosen an auspicious day in July to celebrate our nuptials. And Capri, where Dolphy spent every summer of his youth and where his family has deep roots, will be absolutely magical at that time. It's so special to me that you're joining us, and of course I remember your cousin Charlotte and look forward to seeing her too. I can't wait for all of us to be on the island together and for you to meet my friends. My calligrapher is behind schedule because she was a bit unprepared for the sheer number of guests, but the formal invitation should be done by the end of the month. Be on the lookout for yours. XOXO Izzy. To Lucy Tang Churchill and guest, 999 Fifth Avenue, apartment 12B, New York, New York, 10028. Mr. and Mrs. Christopher Chu request the pleasure of your company at the marriage of their daughter Isabel to Mr. Adolfo Michelangelo De Vecchi, son of Conte Andrea De Vecchi and Contessa Laudomia De Vecchi, at the Villa Lices, on Saturday, 20th of July, 2013, at 5 o'clock, and afterward at Villa Jovis, Capri, Italy. RSVP Isabel Chu, 875 Nimes Road, Los Angeles, California, 90077. Capri, Italy, 2013. The trail was lit by tall flickering torches, but Charlotte Barclay still felt like she could have fallen 1,000 times on the pathway. She knew she had broken the cardinal rule that every seasoned magazine editor like herself always adhered to. Dress sensibly, not frivolously, when traveling. Staring down at the tattered hemline of her party dress and cursing her decision to wear stilettos borrowed from Olivia Lavistock at the last minute, she felt like she had been stumbling through the woods for hours, although it had only been about 15 minutes, and when the villa finally came into view, its ionic columns illuminated in high relief against the dark liquid night, she breathed a sigh of relief. Patting down her fastidious blonde bob, a style that had not altered since her days at Miss Porter's, Charlotte climbed up the uneven marble steps and entered the terrace overlooking the Bay of Naples, feeling disoriented yet again. The graceful veranda that was empty an hour ago had been transformed in the blink of an eye into yet another banquet space where a lavish midnight buffet was set up. And wedding guests, lured from the ballroom, were grazing like chic gazelles at the long tables laden with delectable treats. Charlotte glanced around nervously, feeling as if every single one of those damned Italian principessas and contessas were scrutinizing her every move. How could the most exquisite wedding she'd ever witnessed have morphed so quickly into a living nightmare? She saw Auden Beep pile a heap of lobster ravioli onto his plate, and for a moment she wanted to rush over to him for help. No, he's the wrong person. He won't quite understand. The Ortiz sisters were just coming up the stairs. Absolutely not them. When she spotted Olivia perched at one of the high-top bistro tables along the wall, she could finally feel the tension in her shoulders ease. Olivia would know what to do. Olivia would be cool. She was an avant-garde filmmaker. Olivia was English, but she wasn't like the other English here. She lived in L.A. and had gone to school in Paris, so she'd probably seen some shit in her time. Olivia would help her out of this unthinkable mess. Charlotte marched up alongside her, covertly grabbing her elbow. Olivia immediately caught Charlotte's look and misread it,